Everyone Answers Now, written by Laura McCorkle and read by Liz Canoy. In his heart, a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. Proverbs 16:19. Living in the information age, we're so used to getting what we want as soon as we want it. We're becoming more and more accustomed to not having to wait for anything, as instant gratification is the norm in many areas of our lives. A gourmet meat and three meal, ready in less than 3 minutes from the microwave. Check. Instant text messages sent directly to our handheld communications device. Check. Mobile phone reception and extensive coverage wherever we may travel. Check. Wireless internet access so we can log on whenever and wherever we want. Check. A new group of friends in an online social network who we don't have to spend FaceTime with in order to call friends. Check. Can you relate? When we have to wait on something, that's when the real whining and complaining kicks in. I should know. I've been struggling with an ongoing life situation that has got me journaling and praying and reading and discussing up a storm. I don't know what God is doing, and I want answers and a flowchart of how this will all be worked out right now. I want to plan my course and make something happen, move the situation along if I can, and get the results that I think should be had and on my time schedule. Not long after I have a mental outburst such as this, I am immediately convicted, and I know that this is not the right way to respond. How must God interpret this type of thinking? Does he lovingly shake his head and murmur, "Oh, sweet child, someday she'll learn"? While flipping through my Bible this week, I found that the words of Psalm 145, 3 through 7 have helped me to see this struggle in a different light. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation will commend your works to another. They will tell of your mighty acts. They will speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty. And I will meditate on your wonderful works. And I will proclaim your great deeds. They will celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. After reading this passage, I was reminded that it doesn't matter that I understand what is going on in the world. It doesn't matter that I can't control what is or isn't happening. What matters is that I know and profess that God is great and that he is good, period. Why even struggle with trying to understand the ways of a sovereign God? He alone is worthy of our praise and adoration. Why not just immediately respond with celebration for who he is? Why not just surrender and rest in him? For his answers for our lives are never late and always arrive at just the right time. Intersecting faith and life. Are you wrestling with God as Jacob did at Peniel? Genesis 32. It is God, not you, who holds your destiny in his hands. Ask him to help you take one day at a time as you trust in him and his plan and timetable for your life. For further reading, check out Isaiah 55, 8 through 9 and Romans 8, 28.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, or art to make, or perhaps businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. If you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform today or lifeaudio.com.